You're not wearing that.
I just came from work.
I came from Toledo. I don't dress like it.
I'm not here to peddle my wares.
Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of the Flickering Dreams podcast. I am Scott Forbes, and I'm joined today by the Reverend Andy Godfrey and Emma Sewell. And today we are reviewing Drive Away Dolls. This is the newest film from one half of the Coen brothers, Ethan Coen, who has brought to us a comedy crime thriller about a couple of lesbians on a road trip as they are being of hitmen looking for a briefcase with some interesting objects within it. Here's a clip.
Curly's Drive Away, Pennsylvania's most trusted name in car delivery.
Curly here.
Don't call me Curly.
And your name, Curly?
My name is Curly. We just met. It's too familiar.
We're here for the car.
Wait a minute. You call with a drop-off in Tallahassee, and then these broads come in and say they're ready to go to Tallahassee. They drive the car instead of you. Is that bad?
Bad if they find the goods.
So for this one, I feel like it's going to be quite controversial and divisive because of the subject matter and generally the tone of this film, which is very silly. Now, you guys, you've been doing this long enough with me. You know, I'm not really a big fan of silly, and this gets extremely silly. However, I actually kind of liked this one. We see our lead characters played by Margaret Qualley and Geraldine Viswanathan, and they are a couple of friends. One of them is a more of an outgoing character, very confident, open with her sexuality, and the other one is a lot more sort of uptight, conservative, quiet character. And as they go on this road trip, they hire a car which was intended for somebody else. Intended for somebody else that had a briefcase left in the boot. We won't get into that because that's third act spoiler stuff, but we'll just say that there is lots of cameos in this film. One at the beginning from Pedro Pascal, who is in possession of this briefcase until he's not. And I like this because I thought the performances were pretty solid across the board. I liked both of our leads, particularly Margaret Qualley. I thought she was really impressive. Supporting cast. You've got the likes of Beanie Feldstein, Coleman Domingo, Matt Damon, Bill Camp, Pedro Pascal, Miley Cyrus. This is fun, I would say, in some ways. Even if tonally it's a little bit all over the place. There are some scenes of action which I thought were quite good in terms of the gory action point of view, especially some of the earlier stuff with the aforementioned Mr. Pascal. I thought there was some interesting relationship development in terms of between our two leads, particularly with one trying to bring the other out of her shell. I liked the way they went with that. And then towards the end was, for me, surprisingly fun goofiness. And then the only real thing that I was confused about and didn't think needed to be in there was these random psychedelic scenes that just popped up out of nowhere. And there was like three or four of them. And as they're going on, I'm like, did I miss something? Or what is going on? What is this for? And it sort of goes into it at the end, but also not really. They could have explained that in a different way. So for me, yeah, decent action, good fun, sometimes good comedy. Not everything works, obviously, in a comedy like this, but enough of it worked for me to enjoy it. I think Mr. Godfrey has an opposing view, however. Andy?
Absolutely. Listen, I'm going to go for this. The best film last year by a country mile was about two ladies in a car on a road trip. Okay? That was the best film last year by a mile. This is about two girls in a car on a road trip. They write on the bonnet, love is a sleigh ride to hell. This movie is a sleigh ride into cinematic hell. Laugh, I didn't think I'd start, and I didn't. You could hear the clunk of the typewriters between the scenes as they adjusted the script to try and think something that was funny. You could almost see the stagehands running on to give the actors their lines as they were making it up while they were filming. This film seemed to me to have very little thought put into it. It seemed to be, it wanted to be a Coen Brothers film. It's literally one half of a Coen Brothers film. It wanted to be a Tarantino film, to which my response was, yeah, right, dream on. It is a, for me, I mean, I saw it with a relatively small audience, okay? Not one person laughed during the whole 84 minutes. The good Dr. Mark Kermode said this film is 84 minutes long, and I felt every one of those 84 minutes. So did I. I thought it was trash. I thought it was rubbish, and I'm sorry, Scott, and I love you dearly, but this was so pathetic. I couldn't believe that I was wasting my time. I've never walked out of a movie in my life. I've never been so tempted to walk out of a movie as I was with this one. It's just rubbish.
Wow.
And I'm not saying really anymore.
Although, good point about that time, though. When did you see a big...
Well, you see, I think you mentioned the psychedelic scenes, right? The film is 84 minutes long. What's that? Ten minutes is taken up with psychedelic scenes to pad it out, because they've got no story and they've got no script and they've got no acting. They need it. Oh, what should we do to pad this out to make it feature length? I know, we'll put in some psychedelic scenes. Let's go all Beatley in 60s in the middle of a 90s film. No, just no.
End of. Okay. So, Emma, where are you falling? In between somewhere, maybe?
Definitely in between. All of the people in it, very good actors, actresses, particularly all the younger members of the cast. I like really enjoy their performances and everything I've seen. It was nice to have them all together. The other one, Curly, bless him, loved Curly.
Yes.
However, I'm probably going to go another four, you know?
Okay. Well, I was going to go with 7 out of 10 on this one. So it's a 4.33. So, yeah, unfortunately, on this occasion, Drive Away Dolls, it's another miss.
Sorry, Scott. It was a hit for you, and that's what matters.
Thank you so much for listening or watching Flickering Dreams. You can find the video version on YouTube and the audio version on all major podcast platforms. And don't forget to subscribe so you can get each of the weekly episodes as they are released. We'll see you at the movies.